red panda and a dog.
Okay, that's fire.
But it has to be like a medium-sized dog. Like.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin?
This is Mitch Easter of Sneakers, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
If I woke up tomorrow and everything I had was gone, if a storm full of sorrow tried to take the wind out of my song, I would stand in the wreckage with a peace I can't explain. 'Cause if the world didn't give it, then the world can't take it away.
In you, I am satisfied. Ooh, Lord, love it. Don't you love it, beloved? I love it. I love it. That was Evie featuring Dante Bo with Satisfied. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm satisfied right now. I'm so glad to be back on this Sunday morning watch with you. I just don't know what to do. My spirit is lifted up, and I'm just so excited. I've got a wonderful music lineup today, and a few things I want to say. But before we get into all of that, let me just dial it back and say good morning to our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How are you this morning, my friend?
I am doing very well, and have a happy and glorious Sunday morning to our Bright Side listeners. We're back again, doing it again for you on Sunday morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are here to do what we do, and that is to bring good music to all of you. You out there listening, my friends, my radio family, and even if you're visiting, you just happened onto this station at this time. It's divine time, and we're glad that you're here because we got something to share. There is a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXC. 90.7 FM, Anchor Hudson in Catskill, New York. And before we get into the music lineup for today, I do want to give shout out and snaps and claps to you, brother. You told me that you were out ministering yesterday and playing to support St. Jude Children's Hospital. And you know they all that work that Danny Thomas started way back when, and look at what it has become under the shepherding of his daughter Marlo Thomas. And remembering, you know, back in our childhood days, or my childhood days anyway, the Danny Thomas show, and then Marlo Thomas had her show That Girl, and that was part of the lineup of what we watched on television. And he took his coins and did something so amazing. And just so excited about St. Jude and our other children's hospitals, too. But snaps and claps to you and the Sweet Life Music Project, you know, for doing what you do. And this is the 50th anniversary of hip hop this year, 2023. And on Friday, August 11th, was the 50th anniversary of the actual day of the birth of hip hop. A lot of stuff is out there that is educating people about it. And, you know, we want to do our part too. So we have some songs that we're going to be introducing, Christian hip hop. Amen. There's conscious hip hop. There's gangster hip hop. There's all kinds of hip hop genres in the hip hop genre. Amen. And in my search for some Christian hip hop, we've had a few hip hop artists come and minister with us at our outreaches over the years. And in my searches of this week, I came across one. I guess I put it aside for the Tuesday show. I thought it was for today, where it was filmed at a St. Jude hospital. So when you mentioned that, I was like, oh, my goodness. So I guess folks going to have to tune in on Tuesday for me. And I started to write it down on my run of show to remind people to check that out. I thought that was so powerful. But yes, we've got some music, beloved. We've got 9 songs back to back. 35 minutes of music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And the lineup is this: I'll Find You by Lecrae featuring Tori Kelly, Check My Swag, Forgiven, The Cypher by Jesus Soldier. That's our ode to Christian hip hop this week. Amen. And then we're going to Still Loves Me, Beyonce and Walter Williams of the OJs. We All Need Jesus, Danny Gokey, What the Lord Allows, Dwayne Harvey featuring Fred Hammond, So Good by Miss Doe, Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs Leonard, and The Way by Pat Barrett. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Listen, beloved, be blessed.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold hold on and I'll find you.
I'm hanging on by a thread, and all I'm clinging to is prayers. And every breath is like a battle, I feel like I ain't come prepared. And death's knocking on the front door, pain's creeping through the back. Fear's crawling through the windows, waiting for them to attack. They say don't get bitter, get better. I'm working on switching them letters. But tell God I'ma need a whole lot of hope keeping it together. I'm smiling in everyone's face, I'm crying whenever they leave the room. They don't know the battle I face, they don't understand what I'm going through. The world trying to play with my soul, I'm just trying to find where to go. I'm trying to remember the way, I'm trying to get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own, that's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go, and I don't know what else to do.
Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Just hold on.
They say fear haunts you, and pain hates. I say pain strengthens, and fear drives faith. And I don't know all of the outcomes, don't know what happens tomorrow. But when that ocean of doubt comes, don't let me drown in my sorrow. And don't let me stay at the bottom, I feel like this hole is too deep to climb. I've been looking for a way out, but I settle for a peace of mind. Picking up the pieces of my life and hoping that I put together something right. Tell me all I got is all I need. Tell me you gon' help me stay and fight. The world tryna play with my soul, I'm just tryna find where to go. I'm tryna remember the way, I'm tryna get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own, that's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go, and I don't know what else to do.
No, don't let the fear make you feel like you can't fight this on your own. Fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to,
I've been seeing others judge others based on their appearance and how they dress. Saying you gotta look a certain way to go to Christ. See, I think different.
Check my swag. Check. I'm feeling with the spirit. Yeah, yeah, I'm telling. I'm with the rings and I'm feeling. Yeah, they quick to judge me. And they don't even know me. But if they take a second, see, I'm feeling with this glory. Check my swag. Check. I'm feeling with the spirit. Yeah, yeah, I'm telling. I'm with the rings and I'm feeling. Yeah, they quick to judge me. See, I'm filled with his glory. I go by the name Forgiven, cause simply I'm forgiven. I sold my soul to God, confess my sins, and then he cleansed me. People steady judging, based on my appearance. Yeah, they see the
tattoos and earrings, assume that Christ ain't hit me.
I could change your perception if you take the time and listen. He gave me a second chance and he put me on a mission. I ain't never killed nobody, had no warrants and went to prison. I sold and did drugs, I'm ashamed, I must admit it. Think I never got addicted, mad off and committed. Most of it was peer pressure just to fit in a recognition. But now it's all different, he's the reason I'm better living. The reason that I'm written, every verse you hear me smitten. Back then I might have lost faith and forgot about religion. Come to think about it, I was faking and pretending. I don't need no herb, cause of Christ I'm always lifted. So if my parents is my only bad habit, I guess I'm good.
Check my swag, I'm filled with the spirit.
Yeah, yeah, I'm tatted up with the
stranger. In return, I spread his word to make them understand. No matter what they feel, it's never too late to start changing. And the end is coming soon. Read it up in Revelations. My goal to show you it's real. No matter what, you gotta face it. It ain't no way around it. So stop the pump faking. Realize you need Christ. And without me, you won't make it. And you know I speak that real talk in every conversation. Man, I'm unashamed. And I tell that to the public. The truth might scare a few, but I promise it's gonna touch you. Make a difference from a distance. And I call that getting buckets. And I praise them with both hands. I surrender like I'm busted. They looking at me like I'm weird. I shout out that I love them. I overcome anything. I ain't scared of nothing. Any weapons thrown at me shall prosper. That's why I trust them. Forget my sway. I'm filled with the spirit. And yeah, I'm tatted up with earrings and a feeling. Yeah, they preach and judge me. And they don't even know me. But if they take a second, see, I'm filled with his glory. Tells you, just because a person's dressed a certain way or look a certain way doesn't mean he doesn't have Christ in him. You don't gotta look a certain way to go to Christ. You can be at your lowest, you can still go to him. Luke 6:37. Judge not and you will not be judged. Condemn not and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. And that's just what I done. Check my sway.
Soggy mashed potatoes and gravy. Touchdown, man, parole, man, Jesus, save me. New creation in my life, man, like a baby. No more living up and seeing, man, acting crazy. I don't have to live the way that I used to live. Pack a gun, walk around like Billy the Kid. Now I'm packing Bible scriptures for my Jesus is Lord. And I'm out to help the people, man, I did it before. But I'm doing a different way, man, I'm doing it for God. Cause I'm tired of the devil from the souls that he robbed. Now I'm banging back on the devil. Man, I'm out to reach the people, man, them gangsters and thugs. I'm a hardcore disciple, man, I hit them with truth. You can find me holy water, spitting fire in the booth. You can find me gospel mission, man, I'm praying for souls. When it comes to putting in work, I stay on my toes. Cause that other life I used to live, man, it's so old. Now I plant that mustard seed, give it water and grow. I'm obedient disciple, man, I do it for God. No more unemployment line, man, he gave me a job. He gave me a job and I'm not taking it lightly. Excited, kinda hype because the spirit's inside me. Holy Spirit, you guide me, drive me right to the lost. And you can find me words grimy, trying to show him the cross. And his name chains breaking off, destroy the works of the devil. Brother, these are urban missionary, bringing Christ to the ghetto. Bringing life to the ghetto, where they're familiar with death. Where we striving, just surviving with whatever is left. He drew the line and I stepped over. I'm siding with Jehovah. I'm sliding with the Lord and you can ride and get rolled over. You ready? Let's go, soldier. It's time to engage. It's wartime. No more time for playing safe with the faith. We got the keys to the kingdom when we unlocking hell's gates with the authority he gave us. We gonna trample over snakes. Every shackle's gotta break. He came to set the captives free. When we moving, there's anointing. Every demon gotta flee. Say his name, they take a knee, cause every knee shall bow. We on the mission in the streets to reach the ones left out. That's what the kingdom's about. We heaven repping on earth. Reflecting Jesus, sowing seeds of word and water the dirt.
Water the dirt, it's time to toil the soil. This labor's not in vain, pray no souls have to boil. We live a life that is royal, but it's up to you to get tapped in. You've been living a lie, the enemy gotten you trapped in. Identity crisis, devil revoking your license. Your fear bound like a prisoner, got you up in the ISIS. It's time to know who you are, you're no longer a slave. My God calls you friend, it's the life that he gave. Jesus equals freedom, that's why we cherish the cross. Teach them about the kingdom, now they know what they lost. We serve a God that restores, it's more than coming to church. Treating your ministry like a chore, you ain't knowing your worth. We go outside of them doors, we put in work. Ambassadors for the kingdom, yeah, we taking the turf. From the milk to the meat, that revelation it brings. Only for the hungry, it's about time that we eat. So many things that God got for us, he reserved a spot for us. Making the devil shut his big mouth, that hippopotamus. Rise to your feet, it's time to get in alignment. I'm doing the Father's will, working on my assignment.
Working on my assignment, no more switches and gin. I shake the bait of Satan daily, I'm a fisherman. No more slipping in sin, I'm standing firm on his word. You see this flesh, every day it gets purged. Yeah, I used to run with them wolves. You're dealing with a savage here. I switch squads and put love on my back like a cavalier. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, I had no fear. My faith moved mountains and mountains, so my path is clear. I'm walking blind through the darkness, ain't no damage here. Cause Christ up above, shining light like a chandelier. Well, I'm back, it's the return of the prodigal. Satan tried to take me out, but Jesus called it audible. Temporary roadblock, I ain't
ain't stopping, no. Coast to coast with it, move to rock like Garoppolo. I ain't perfect, it's crazy I feel, but now I focus, got vision like Le'Veon Bill. I'm in the streets preaching love, tell they flock to God, cause we know he can set them free like Amistad. Blood wash, kicking game like a soccer squad. I'm screaming break every chain like Tasha Cobbs.
Yeah, break every chain like Tasha Cobb. Fired up, Holy Ghost, shake the jail, Apostle Paul. Ay, like how we worship, bruh, spirit and truth. I seen you at the church house, but tell me how are the fruit. We go through religious motions, just so we can ease our conscience. Seeking what he'll do for us, now Lord, to worship you I live. I'll give, I'll serve, I'll seek you first. No excuse, I'll do the work, when no one's there, when no one's watching. That's when I will put you first. You hear the cry of the righteous, yes, it availeth much. Without holiness and worship, you won't abide in us. And I and you, now I owe you, Lord, here we are. Bruised and scarred, struck down, but not destroyed. Commit my works to your Father, and you'll establish me. You see the thoughts of the wicked and how they slander me. By mercy and the truth, you provide atonement for our iniquity. They ask for mercy, but no truth, then keep on living wickedly. I know sometimes it seems like the seed won't bear the fruit, but I'ma keep on watering, diligently keeping eyes on you. I know sometimes it seems like the seed won't bear the fruit, but you just keep on watering, diligently keeping eyes on him. Ay, and break the chains like Tasha Cobb. Fired up, Holy Ghost, shake the jail, Apostle Paul. Like how we worship, bruh, spirit and truth. I seen you at the church house, but tell me how are the fruit.
But you still love me.
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 Me. you're so quick to point a finger. We judge things from our point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, a human is equal. Don't we all have a weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Who think they don't? We got stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just the wonder world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption?
It changes everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. To the rich man, from the prison to the preacher, oh, all I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is we
all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman, every city, every nation. Every moment of our lives, 24/365, a human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Don't we all need Jesus?
Need Jesus. Everybody in the world need Jesus. Need Jesus. Need Jesus. Everybody in the world need Jesus.
Come on in your car, at home, on your job. Come on and just groove with me and Fred. Knowing that what the Lord allows, it's already working for your good. What the Lord allows, it's what you need. He is
everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you
need.
He's everything. He's everything to you. Sing it! While you're riding through your storm, you are not alone. God controls the wind, and He controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that He says.
He's everything. He's everything to you.
What the Lord allows,
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Agra Hudson in Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying there is a bright side somewhere, right now, right here with me on WGXC. What the Lord allows, beloved, it really is what we need. Oh, yes. Got some more music for you, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So Good by Doe, Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs-Leonard, and The Way by Pat Barrett. After that, I will be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Come on and just rule with me and Fred. Knowing that what the Lord allows, it's already working for your good. What the Lord allows, it's what you need. He is
everything to you.
What the Lord allows is what you need. He's everything. He's everything to you.
Sing it.
While you're riding through your storm, you are not alone. God controls the wind, and He controls the waves.
The storm must obey every word that He says. He's everything to you. He's everything to you.
What the Lord allows, it's what you need. He's everything, everything to you. Why His will and His way.
Just let the Lord come on in, and He will make a way as He will.
His hand is never slack to what He promised you.
Let Him be your everything, and He'll be everything to you.
What the Lord allows,
what you need.
What you need.
He is
everything to you. Oh, God is my everything. Oh, He is
my
everything.
Got an ocean of confidence, so is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on. Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
Thank you. set on you, and you meet me here today with mercies that are new. All my fears and doubts, they can all come to.
Well, beloved, it is Pastor Kim, and I'm back. I am having some major feedback on my end. I don't know if it's coming in clear on your end. I'm going to hope and believe that it is. And I'm here. I've got a few things I want to share. My spiritual social commentary for today, August 13th in the year 2023, midway through the eighth month of the year. Time is fast and fleeting and waits for no one. Wow. What a week we've had, beloved. What a week we have had. From the headlines, a typhoon in Japan, wildfire in Hawaii with a whole city just gone, lives suddenly taken, the Montgomery brawl, the twice impeached, just about to be four times indicted, former president of the United States, the major political party front runner for a new term as president. Just so much going on in the news. And, you know, at first I wanted to sort of look at the Bible and talk about Bible prophecy and how some of these things have come together. The Lord let me to know that I had to do some more reading, some more studying, because this is such a great and big and heavy opportunity and topic. And so as I looked at my song selections for today, I said, okay, God, I hear you. And then I saw my devotional for today in the upper room, and I said, okay, God, I see you. And so I want to talk about this before I get to that. I won't be talking about the headlines and the prophecies and the fulfillments and what is to come. I've got to find another opportunity to do that, maybe even another venue to invite people to that conversation specifically and especially. But for today, I do want to talk about something that suits our case. And of course, we're going to close out with a prayer for our fellow brothers and sisters, men and women in humanity who are suffering, some of them in ways that we know and some in ways we don't. God is good enough and able enough to hear our prayer and to use our prayer to help relieve suffering somewhere. Amen. I want to talk about today, though, mercy. Mercy. And it was also mentioned in our lineup time and time again about the mercy that God shows us. And this morning when I was reading my devotional in the upper room, it also talked about mercy. It was written by a woman named Teresa. And I think she was in Illinois, where she comes from. Her title of her message today was Choose Mercy Instead. Choose Mercy Instead. She looked at Matthew chapter 7 and verse 3, which said, "Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?" Why? Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your parents' eye, your sibling's eye, your boss's eye, your neighbor's eye, your friend's eye, and ignore the plank that's in your own eye? Amen. Someone once said, when you're pointing your finger at somebody else, you got three more pointing back at you. And Teresa goes on to talk about how she was reading in the book of 1 Kings about King Solomon. For those of you who know and those of you who don't, I'll just quickly share this, that he was like the wisest man aside from Jesus Christ to ever live. And, you know, we got Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk, these folks is doing these incredible things, you know, Einstein, all these folk. But King Solomon's wisdom was divinely given in such a way that he had the title of the wisest man that ever lived. And he had prayed to God for this wisdom, beloved. That's the point right there. Pray to God for wisdom. Pray for God for wisdom before what you say, before you take a step, you know, out the door even, when you take your next step. Just always go to God. Ask God to give you wisdom. You might be surprised sometime at how God will lead us in a direction that we weren't going to take for ourselves, right? And so, beloved, amen, she talks about this, and she says how, you know, Solomon, who had all this blessing from God and this wealth and fame and fortune and grace and wisdom, he allowed his heart to be turned away from God, and he began to worship false gods and idols, and she was judging Solomon for that. But then God spoke to her and said, "Hold on, sis, you got some idols in your life too, you know." And so she begins to remind us that God is merciful, beloved. Hallelujah. And in the word of God in Matthew chapter 5, which is a chapter that talks about the Beatitudes. As a matter of fact, it goes from chapters 5 through 7, Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount. And he's telling us about our attitude. And one of the things he talks about is mercy. And he said that, you know, the merciful are the ones who are going to receive mercy. The merciful are the ones who are going to receive mercy. And so I'm sharing that with someone. God was ministering that to me this week. Last weekend, I was sharing how it's been a kind of a rough couple of weeks. You know, things coming at me left and right. You know, when you try to do good, evil is always present. When you try to do good, your good is evil spoken of. All those kinds of things that happens to any of us, right? All of us met really at some point in our lives or another. And so I was going through that and, you know, seeking counsel from people about who I believe, you know, gives me good counsel and pray with me. And it was a resounding decision on how I should proceed in this situation. But you know what? God spoke to me a word, and he reminded me about love that covers a multitude of sins. And he reminded me about, you know, the merciful shall receive mercy. And you know, we don't always have to point out people's faults and flaws, and we don't always have to, you know, treat people with disrespect if we've been disrespected. But there's a better way. There's a higher way. And the title of today's devotional said, Choose Mercy Instead. Choose Mercy Instead. I do believe that God wanted me to have that word out there for you today. It's a word for me too. Amen. I'm so glad that I got to play some Christian hip hop for you today, because there have been people who have judged hip hop, you know, and had this impression about hip hop. It's lasted for 50 years. People said it wouldn't last. It was only a splash, you know, but they persevered, and it turned into a genre that lifts up people, lifts up God in some areas. Yeah, there's some ratchet stuff and raunchy stuff in that as well. But isn't that how life is? You got the righteous and you got the ratchet, you know. But God does the separating. So, beloved, that's my thought for today. That's my commentary for today is, you know, choose mercy instead. 99.9% of the time, I think, God will always have us to err on the side of showing one another and ourselves mercy. This is Pastor Kim. My spiritual social commentary for today. Yes, that is. You're coming out, beloved. I don't know what you've been in, what you've been stuck in and going through, but you're coming out. That's our song for Miss Melissa Bethea. And then after that, I'll say my final remarks before we get out of here for today. Well, I thought we were going to hear Melissa Bethea. We're getting that together. I will share a couple of announcements. Yes. So the Sankofa Festival, Snaps and Claps to Operation Unite, Hudson Hall, the city of Hudson, and all those who have been involved over the decades of presenting the Black Art Cultural Festival to highlight the artistry of Black people. And so we're so grateful to the work that they've been doing. The Sankofa Festival, they say, is a look at the past, present, and possibilities of the future through the lens of people of color. Amen. I would say Black and people of color. Praise the Lord. And so I think they have something this afternoon at 4 at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park, if you're in the area. And also want to also let you know that we have a show on Tuesday, Brother Randall and I, the Tuesday afternoon show. I'm so excited about this show. And I hope you can tune in from 4:10 to 6 o'clock. We have a wonderful lineup of guests. We're going to be dealing with the issue of policing in our communities. God has just sort of lined this thing up. I'm going to talk more about Bro and Sis, a new initiative that we started in the community. We were out on Tuesday and someone said, I heard this was political. It's not political. It's about our coming together in unity. And so we're so excited for the guests we have. God just ordered our steps in this way. And you don't want to miss this show. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss it. So we're going to talk about the Alabama Brawl. We're going to talk about a few things. Also, I want you to know that on September 17th, Back to Church, Back to School Sunday, it's going to happen at the Greenport Town Park. It's under the banner of God Belongs in Our County, which is under the banner of Overcoming Ministries. We had this idea some years ago, 10 years ago almost, and pastors around the community have come on board. We do this every year at the Greenport Town Park. Shout out to the Greenport Town and our town supervisor for your support in that. And on September 23rd, we'll have our Columbia County March for Jesus and celebration of the gospel, celebration of our community at the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park on September 23rd. You want more information about these events, please reach out to us. You can reach out to us at gbiocnty@gmail.com. If you want to volunteer, you want to contribute, you want to invite somebody, so you need more information, reach out, okay? Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. So proud of all the workers and the things that are being done to the glory of God, to the glory of God. All right. So, beloved, I think we're ready now. We're going to leave out with the commission, actually. That's going to be our last song for today. Happy birthday to all you August birthdays. And God, we do pray for our brothers and sisters in Hawaii, in Japan, Lord, all in Haiti. So much going on in the world, God. We're not taken unaware. You prophesied to us millennia ago, about what these days would look like when they came. And so we look to you, God, to help, to guide us through, make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you for the first responders. Thank you for the missionaries. Thank you for everyone who are going out to show love and show light in the midst of the darkness of these days. We love you and we thank you now and forever, God. Through your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, keep us under your watch and your care, we pray. Amen and amen. We're out of here, beloved. The commission by Cain.
See my- hands and look at my feet. It's okay if it's hard to believe. I have faith that you will do greater things. It's my time to go.